This is 89.1 WEMU, David Fair with you on a Thursday, and I'd like to welcome back to studio the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins comes by each week for Cinema Chat, and it's good to see you, my man.
Well, it's good to see you. Glad to have you back on the air, and we'll look forward to talking about the movies.
We will, but first we have to talk about the movie business, and certainly it has been at the center of a storm of
late.
That's
true. The Harvey Weinstein tragedy in terms of what he inflicted on his victims.
Yeah.
It started with Ashley Judd, who was part of a New York Times story about sexual harassment and intimidation by Harvey Weinstein, which has resonated across many sectors, not just the movie business or entertainment business, but throughout business and life itself. Ashley Judd is going to be honored by the Women's Media Center for speaking out. It was quite a bold thing that she did. Now there's over 40 women that have accused Harvey Weinstein of sexual harassment or assault. Ashley Judd will be recognized not only for speaking out here, but her general longtime humanitarian and political activism. She's a global truth teller, according to the Women's Media Center. It's too bad that this kind of award needs to be given out.
It is, in fact. Through the course of the national conversation on workplace sexual harassment and assault, we now know that no industry is exempt, and it's not just the movie business, but it has also created this opportunity. We had an opportunity to talk with Barbara Neesmay from the Safe House Center in Washtenaw County, and the fact that for the first time ever, this open dialogue is creating a forum in which people who have never been able or comfortable of coming forward are starting to say, "Me too."
Right.
Is an important step. The question becomes, will we take what we are doing today and turn it into meaningful change? And that's the conversation that needs to continue.
That's right. And this may be the start, but we can only see it as a start. Kevin Smith, the filmmaker that did Clerks, did a podcast. It's something that he does on a regular basis. But he was having a crisis on the air because he realizes that his career was tied up with Harvey Weinstein. And he just was outraged because of his own ignorance. Because
he credits most of his success to his relationship with Harvey Weinstein.
Exactly. And you can't go back and change things. And he claims that he wasn't aware of the things that were going on at the time. But it was a really compelling statement from somebody that's sitting on the sidelines, in a sense, obviously in the middle of the movie business, but not the kind of victim or not a victim at all of Harvey Weinstein's work.
And what he's going to do is dedicate all residuals from movies he made with the Weinstein Company to women's issues. And additionally, he says if the company goes down the drain and those residuals no longer provide income, he will personally dedicate $2,000 every month to make sure that he is in some way, shape, or form giving back. There are those who say, you know what, nice gesture, but maybe this is a bit of mansplaining, a little guilt for being maybe blind where you shouldn't have been. But
yes.
You know, what are you going to do?
Well, it's a tough situation, and as you said, if the dialogue can come forward to make a greater awareness to diminish the harassment and difficulties and intimidations, that will make all the difference.
I'll personalize it just a little bit. My daughter was sexually assaulted when she was 12 years old. She has allowed me on occasion for purposes of talking about the issue to discuss it publicly, but she's never, ever been able to address it beyond the family unit. She posted on her social media, "Me Too," and it was her first acknowledgement, and it is a step forward for her. So I mean, I'm getting goosebumps sitting here thinking about it and talking about it, but through all of the horrible things that have gone on for as long as we've been around and continue to go on, maybe we're going to put a stop to it, and maybe some good is going to come from it.
That can be the hope, and hopes are the ultimate outcome.
Well, let's move on from all of that happy conversation.
Yes. Sarah Weeks, who is a young adult author that is very well known, who grew up in Ann Arbor, and she has a book that she wrote a few years ago called So Be It. It's about a 12-year-old girl and her mother, who is obviously socially and maybe mentally impaired, but she's lived her life, and her mother all of a sudden utters a word that she's never heard before, and it sends her on a journey. This is a very popular kids book, this So Be It, young adult novel.
And now it's a movie.
And now it's a movie. And it opens tomorrow, and Sarah Weeks will be in town for the 2:30 screening on Sunday, October 22nd.
Nice.
So come on back, see an Ann Arbor native, celebrate with her, see her movie. If you can't be there on the 22nd, you can see it on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and through next Thursday. If you haven't seen Victoria and Abdul or Battle of the Sexes, it is there. They are both very well received by the audience that are coming to the Michigan Theater, so go check them out. Great performances, Judy Dench and Ali Fazal in Victoria and Abdul, and Steve Carell and Emma Stone in Battle of the Sexes. Great performances.
Great acting reviews for both of them. You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU, David Fair with Russ Collins. A couple of limited engagement things coming up.
Yeah, a 1954 Japanese film, Ugetsu, it's a seminal film of Japanese cinema and world cinema. It's by Kenji Mizuguchi. He's a famous filmmaker, and I just messed up his name. Mizuguchi, Kenji Mizuguchi, 1954. This is a restored print of a potter and a farmer who are working, and they aspire to wealth, luxury, and fame, and they make a deal with the devil, quite apparently, a vengeful ghost that gives
kind
them...
of the Japanese version of the American Crossroads.
That's right. It gives them all they wanted, but they lose all of their loved ones. So what are you willing to pay? This is a special screening on Tuesday at 7:15 and 9:45.
Me the Other is a film that I am particularly interested in, and it really hits at the heart of Washtenaw County.
That's right. It's a local documentary film about the struggles faced by a diverse group of students living in Washtenaw County who on some level are experiencing a prejudice in their life. And this is all kinds of different students that are facing the headwinds of discrimination. And it's about the human spirit and how the cloud of prejudice has affected them. The Other is a free screening that's going to be on Saturday the 21st at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Again, that'll be at the Michigan Theater. Go check it out.
Yeah, if you don't think it's happening right here at home, you'll want to see this and find out.
Absolutely. On Wednesday, next Wednesday, we're going to do Phantom of the Opera, the Lon Chaney classic.
Getting in the spirit of the season.
That's right. It's Halloween, and here we are. So it's going to be presented with live musical accompaniment. This is a film that actually, back in the 1920s had a color segment in it, so you can go check that out. The Mist is part of the Strange and Stranger film, the series that we're doing, and that's going to be on Thursday, this coming Thursday, a week from today at 9:30. I'm sorry, The Mist is tonight, and Poltergeist is next Thursday. So you can go see The Mist tonight, which is the Stephen King novella-based movie, and then Poltergeist a week from today. And then our classic monster series, another Halloween tribute. We do The Wolfman.
The original
1941,
one?
1941, the Universal film, and that's going to be Monday at 7 o'clock. There's some compelling films that are opening up at the multiplex this week. The Snowman stars Michael Fassbender and Rebecca Ferguson, and it's about this crime squad led by Michael Fassbender's character who investigates the disappearance of victims. The Snowman serial killer appears to be reappearing in this
comes out the first snow of every winter and people disappear.
Yep. Yeah. Scary stuff. Only the Brave is about firefighters, which is a very timely story, especially with things going on in California.
Amazing cast.
Yeah, Josh Brolin, Miles Teller, Jennifer Connelly, Jeff Bridges, and other great folks. The new Tyler Perry film, which was a big, it's a sequel to a big hit from last year, Boo 2, The Madea Halloween.
I somehow missed Boo 1.
Yeah, well, it was pretty big, and the expectation expectation is it might do better than Geostorm, which is the $120 million feature high special effects film. Stars Gerard Butler. And it's about the series of satellites who control the weather, but they go rogue and bad things
rogue
happen.
Satellites. It's not that far from reality. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you once again for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat.
A wistful ta-ta from Hollywood.